Shen Danyang, spokesperson of the Ministry of Commerce, says the total foreign investment, as well as the number of enterprises that were invested in by relevant countries, have both increased.
In terms of absorbing overseas investment, a total of 948 enterprises were invested in and established by countries involved in One Belt, One Road initiative, with a year-on-year increase of 10.62%. The total foreign investment stood at $3.67 billion, a year-on-year increase of 4.15%.
Statistics released by the MLC showed that the total volume of bilateral trade with those countries stood at around $485 billion, a year-on-year decrease of 8.4%. Export volume reached over $290 billion, while the import volume stood at nearly $190 billion. Shen asked that a number of industries have been greatly absorbing overseas investment.
In terms of the industries that are being invested in, industries of information transmission, computer service and software, industries of finance, rent, and industry of commercial service saw significant increase in absorbing overseas investment.
China has directly invested in 48 countries involved in One Belt, One Road initiative, with total investment volume reaching over $7 billion, a year-on-year increase of 22%. Shen says China has made remarkable achievements as far as service outsourcing is concerned.
As for service outsourcing, Chinese enterprises have signed $7.06 billion worth contracts with countries involved in One Belt, One Road initiative, among which a total of $4.83 billion contracts have been executed. A year-on-year increase of 17 and 4.1% respectively.
The over 1,400 contracted projects cover fields such as electric power projects, telecommunication, engineering, housing construction, communication and transportation, and petrochemical industry. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.